This is an MUT Radio podcast. MUT Radio, Sport News.
Let's take a look at your full sports news bulletin for this hour. Starting off with the boxing news, undefeated heavyweight Oprusa Join, also known as the Gentleman Albert, is eager to test himself against Akani Pulzi when the two meet in the ring on Saturday night at the Emperor's Palace. Albert and Pulzi is one of the two heavyweight fights scheduled to take place at the Golden Gloves One Way to Redemption event this Saturday in Kempton Park. Now, the bill features an exciting women's SA title fight as well as the main event, which is a rematch for the WBC minimum weight title between Melvin Jerusalem and South Africa's Siyakholwa Kuse. Albert had this to say.
Akani I'm facing is a good boxer. I mean, he's been a professional for like 9 years or so. So he's not new to the ring, he's not new to boxing. For me, it's a step up. I mean, I've only got like 8 fights or so. This can be my 9th professional fight, and some of them weren't great fighters. But so this is a step up for me in skill and ring time and everything. So it's going to be great. I feel confident in this fight. Gonna bring my A game, and I'm gonna win this 100%.
Now moving on into other news, Stellenbosch FC ladies coach Nathan Paxson says their priority in this year's Hollywood Bets Super League Amplified campaign is to play good football and maintain their league status. Now the Cape Winelands outfit enters the 2026 Super League season as a relative newcomers after acquiring their status of the University of Cape Town. Stellies will compete in Division 1 of the revamped competition known as the Super Era. Paxson says that the club's focus this season is to learn as much as possible and establish themselves in the league.
Establish ourselves, to learn as much as we can, to gain as much experience as we can. Obviously, we have our objectives and that we set for ourselves. But it's realistic ones, you know. We know what we can and we can't do at the moment. It's difficult to come in new, you know, gather, put a show together and then make the show work. So just as I said, it's just to get ourselves established, get ourselves into the league, get the players accustomed to the coach.
Now, Masualela Peshaya, still in football news. Lionel Messi had 2 goals and an assist, and German Bertrand had the go-ahead goal in the 48th minute. And Inter Miami FC rallied for a 5-3 victory over AFC Cincinnati on Wednesday, extending its road winning streak to 7 games. Now, it is the 3rd time this season the Argentine superstar has had at least 3 goal contributions in a match. He is 2nd in the league with 12 goals. And now finally, IOC confirms the 31 athletes role models for the Dakar 2026 Youth Olympics Games. They are exactly 171 days remaining until the opening ceremony of the YOG, which begins on the 31st of October 2026 in Dakar, where a total of 2,700 young athletes are expected to compete across 25 sporting codes. Now, just to highlight your headlines for this hour, undefeated heavyweight bruiser Ochoan, the Gentleman Albert, is eager to test himself against Akani Pulzi when the two meet in the ring on Saturday night at Emperor's Palace. And the Stellenbosch FC ladies team are focused on retaining their status in the HWBSL Amplified campaign. That is all from your sports for today. I'll be back tomorrow morning right here on the Vuvuzela Breakfast Show for MET Radio Sports News. I am Velo Hatebe.
This is an MUT Radio podcast.